Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. In our studies, we are looking at the life of Christ and a harmony of the Gospels. And we've come to that time in the life of Christ when he went up into the Mount of Transfiguration and was transfigured before his three disciples, and there appeared unto him Moses and Elijah. Now, in a previous class, we talked about Moses and his significance, and we're following along with Elam's notes, and we have come to Elijah. And Elam says in his Sunday school notes, now these are notes prepared for the Sunday school of November 23rd, 1924. Elam says about the passage, Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the sojourn of Gilead, 1 Kings 17:1, gives us all we know about Elijah's early life. He had been called the greatest and most romantic character that Israel ever produced. And then Elam suggests that we read 1 Kings 17 through 19, chapter 21, and 2 Kings chapter 2. And that is what we are doing. In the last reading of 1 Kings chapter 17 and 18, we read about how Elijah had suddenly appeared and said, by the voice of Jehovah before whom I stand, there shall be no rain until the word of the Lord come. And then Elijah disappeared, and so the land went into a great drought, and Ahab the king sought for Elijah to kill him, but God spared him. And when Elijah did appear, he told Ahab, you go gather your 450 prophets of Baal and meet me at the top of Mount Carmel. And we're going to have a contest to see who is God. And that's where they built the two altars. And the prophets of Baal cried out unto Baal their God to no avail all the day long. But when the evening was come, Elijah prayed to Jehovah, and fire was sent down from heaven to consume Elijah's sacrifice. And Elijah then turned to the children of Israel who were there to see this contest, and said, take those 450 prophets down to the brook and slay them. And that is what they did. Now today we're going to continue reading. Here we are in 1 Kings chapter 18 and verse 41, and we're going to read what happened after that contest. Now, before we do, I need to remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now with that, you may want to follow along in your Bible to 1 Kings chapter 18 and verse 41. And Elijah said unto Ahab, get thee up, eat, and drink, for there is the sound of abundance of rain. So Ahab went up to eat and drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel. And he bowed himself down upon the earth, and put his face between his knees. And he said to his servant, go up now, look toward the sea. And he went up, and looked, and said, there is nothing. He said, go again 7 times. And it came to pass at the 7th time that he said, behold, there ariseth a cloud out of the sea as small as a man's hand. And he said, go up, saying to Ahab, make ready thy chariot and get thee down, that the rain stop thee not. And it came to pass in a little while that the heavens grew black with clouds and wind, and there was a great rain. And Ahab rode and went to Jezreel, and the hand of Jehovah was on Elijah, and he girded up his loins and ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. 1 Kings chapter 19. And Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done, and withal how he'd slain all the prophets with a sword. Then Jezebel sent a messenger unto Elias, just saying, "So let the gods do to me and more also, if I make not thy life as the life of one of them by tomorrow about this time." And when he saw that, he arose and went for his life, and came to Beersheba, which belonged to Judah, and left his servant there. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness, and came and sat down under a juniper tree, and he requested for himself that he might die, and said, "It is enough. Now, O Jehovah, take away my life, for I am not better than my fathers." And he lay down and slept under a juniper tree. And behold, an angel touched him, and said to him, "Arise and eat." And he looked, and behold, there was at his head a cake baked on the coals and a cruse of water. And he did eat and drink and laid him down again. And the angel of Jehovah came again the second time and touched him and said, "Arise and eat, because the journey is too great for thee." And he arose and did eat and drink and went in the strength of that food 40 days and 40 nights unto Horeb, in the Mount of God. 1 Kings chapter 19 and verse 9. And he came thither to a cave and lodged there, and behold, the word of Jehovah came to him, and he said unto him, "What doest thou here, Elijah?" And he said, "I have been very jealous for Jehovah, the God of hosts, and for the children of Israel, have forsaken thy covenant, and thrown down thine altars, and slain thy prophets with the sword. And I, even I only, am left, and they seek my life to take it away." And he said, "Go forth, and stand upon the mount before Jehovah." And behold, Jehovah passed by, and a great strong wind rent the mountains and brake it in pieces, and the rocks before Jehovah. But Jehovah was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But Jehovah was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But Jehovah was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still, small voice. And it was so, when Elijah heard it, that he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the entrance of the cave. And behold, there came a voice unto him and said, "What doest thou here, Elijah?" And he said, "I've been very jealous for Jehovah, the God of hosts, for the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down mine altars, and slain thy prophets with the sword. And I, even I only, am left, and they seek my life to take it away." 1 Kings chapter 19 and verse 15. And Jehovah said unto him, "Go, return on thy way to the wilderness of Damascus. And when thou comest, thou shalt anoint Hazael to be king over Syria, and Jehu the son of Nimshi shalt thou anoint to be king over Israel, and Elisha the son of Shaphat of Abel-Meholah shalt thou anoint to be prophet in thy room. And it shall come to pass that him that escapeth from the sword of Hazael shall Jehu slay, and him that escapeth from the sword of Jehu shall Elisha slay. Yet will I leave me 7,000 in Israel, all the knees of which have not bowed unto Baal, and every mouth which hath not kissed him." 1 Kings 19 and verse 19. So he departed thence, and found Elisha, the son of Shaphat, who was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen before him, and with the 12th. And Elijah passed over to him, and cast his mantle upon him, and he left the oxen, and ran after Elijah and said, Let me, I pray thee, kiss my father and my mother, then I will follow thee. And he said unto him, Go back again, for what have I done to thee? And he returned from following him and took the yoke of oxen and slew them and boiled their flesh with the instruments of the oxen and gave unto the people, and they did eat. And he arose and went after Elijah and ministered unto him. Now let's go to 1 Kings chapter 21. And it came to pass after these things that Naboth the Jezreelite had a vineyard that was in Jezreel hard by the palace of Ahab king of Samaria. And Ahab spake unto Naboth, saying, Give me thy vineyard, that I may have it for a garden of herbs, because it is near unto my house, and I will give thee for it a better vineyard than it. Or if it seem good to thee, I will give thee the worth of it in money. And Naboth said unto Ahab, Jehovah forbid it me, that I should give the inheritance of my fathers unto thee. And Ahab came into his house heavy and displeased because of the word which Naboth the Jezreelite had spoken to him. For he had said, I will not give it thee, the inheritance of my fathers. And he laid him down on his bed and turned away his face and would eat no bread. 1 Kings chapter 21 and verse 5. But Jezebel, his wife, came to him and said to him, Why is thy spirit so sad that thou eatest no bread? And he said unto her, Because I spake unto Naboth the Jezreelite and said to him, Give me thy vineyard for money, or else if it please thee, I will give thee another vineyard for it. And he answered, I will not give thee my vineyard. And Jezebel his wife said to him, Dost thou now govern the kingdom of Israel? Arise, eat bread, and let thy heart be merry. I will give ye the vineyard of Naboth the Jezreelite. So she wrote letters in Ahab's name, and sealed them with his seal, and sent the letters to the elders and to the nobles that were in his city, and that dealt with Naboth. And she wrote in the letters, saying, Proclaim a fast, and set Naboth on high among the people, and set two men, base fellows, before him, and let them bear witness against him, saying, Thou didst curse God and the king, and then carry him out and stone him to death. 1 Kings chapter 21 and verse 11. And the men of the city, even the elders and the nobles who dwelt in the city, did as Jezebel had sent unto them, according as it is written in the letters which he had sent unto them. And they proclaimed a fast, and set Naboth on high among the people. And the two men, the base fellows, came in and sat before him, and the base fellows bare witness against him, even against Naboth, in the presence of the people, saying, Naboth did curse God and the king. Then they carried him forth out of the city, and stoned him to death with stones. Then they sent to Jezebel, saying, Naboth is stoned and is dead. And it came to pass, when Jezebel heard that Naboth was stoned and was dead, that Jezebel said to Ahab, Arise, take possession of the vineyard of Naboth the Jezreelite, which he refused to give thee for money. For Naboth is not alive, but dead. And it came to pass, when Ahab heard that Naboth was dead, that Ahab rose up to go down to the vineyard of Naboth the Jezreelite to take possession of it. And the word of Jehovah came to Elijah the Tishbite, saying, Arise, go down and meet Ahab the king of Israel, who dwelt in Samaria, and behold, he's in the vineyard of Naboth, whither he is gone to take possession of it. And thou shalt speak unto him, saying, Thus saith Jehovah, Thou hast thou killed, and also taken possession? And shalt thou speak unto him, saying, Thus saith Jehovah, In the place where the dog licked the blood of Naboth, shall dog lick thy blood, even thine. Well, we're going to continue this in our next study. We're going to stop right there. And Ahab says to Elijah, "Hast thou found me thine enemy?" And so we'll begin